This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, September 21st. And it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day as we have a discussion on big things that happened in Mount Moriah. The other day I happened to pass by one park, right? Actually, I was at Tom the Bird Park. And I see a group of men doing like activist type work, like community type work. There's even playing tennis. And I said, people actually play tennis on this court? Right? So I said, man, I got to find out who exactly is orchestrating these things. Who is organizing these things? Are there just people in the community coming by? Or is there a club or some kind of outreach program happening on Tom the Bird Park out there? So I said, let me stop and ask questions. To find out, and I find out that big things are happening out there. So I actually have this gentleman who came in today, right? Rashad Ahmad. I'm familiar with Rashad Ahmad, right? I know he has a outreach program called Yeah Man. I think he's still involved in that, where they was used to help kids and do community work and whatever it is, you know? And I remember he even had a landscaping company and stuff like that. And they said, oh, Rashad, that's you? This is where you'd be hanging out? And he said, yeah. So I said, man, come on the show. I want to know more about it. I want to know what's happening at Tom the Bird Park. What's happening on Mount Moriah. How you get so many people out here. Then, coincidentally, yesterday, because I was talking to Rashad a couple of days ago, right? I saw a letter by the Member of Parliament. He was actually commended about the great things because I know he did some work on the park along with a hotel. I'm not sure if it was either Bahama or Atlantis. One hotel adopted the park and they have renovated the whole park and now they have politicians and significant big businessmen out there playing tennis and doing activities on the park itself, right? It's Bahama, I'm being corrected. That's Bahama adopted the park, right? And I said, man, this is good. This is good that we have Bahamians out here from morning till late at night doing activities. And I wanted to let the Bahamian people know that you too can pass by there. You too can join one of the clubs there. Because I think one of the tennis clubs out there is, I wrote it down someplace, you know. But I'll let my guests do all of that. Let me, without further ado, have him introduce himself. Rashad. Tell me a little about yourself, man. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Come a little closer to the mic.
Thank you so much for having me, Mr. Nuri. As you know, I have been involved with youth for some time. I think we first met in 2012, where I was running a after-school program for the inner-city youth in Angleston at the time, where I sponsored chess for all the youths between the ages of 6 to 18, and also computer, introduction to computers as well. And so this is not so unfamiliar to me. Recently, just as of 2 years ago, coming back from Grand Bahama, I was fortunate enough to be able to go to Tom the Bird Grand Park. And when I saw it, I said, wow. Look at this massive park. And as a result of just sitting out there for weeks and months, and now it's 2 years, I've seen the tremendous growth that is taking place in that park. And some of the initiatives that I have started along with the help of members in the community. And I'd just like to say, had it not been for those persons who I would have met there and their kindness and generosity that they had extended to me, and they welcomed me in the fold, and I was an avid tennis player. And now, listen, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and for those who are not sure, listen, it was an epiphany. It was delightful because I had persons 80, 78, 75 whooping my tail on the tennis court. I came there, I like to say, I came with a rusty cutlass, and a gentleman by the name of Mr. Munnings put a tennis racket in my hand. And since that time, the love affair is I'm fully engaged, fully in bloom, as it were, in terms of the love that I have for tennis. And tennis, that has now, that's transcended to me now having a junior tennis program that we have a little girl as 3 years old. 3 years old, she's learned how to swing that racket, and all the way up until persons in there, the mid-50s, learning how to actually swing that racket.
But before you go on, I would like to know, how did you get there? You live in Mount Moriah. How did you get on Tom the Bird Park itself?
You know, it's interesting. Interesting story. I had a young, dynamic, up-and-rising star, Mikhail Barnaby. He came to me, and he asked that I would ask him for some assistance. He asked me for some assistance as it relates, and I was more than happy to do so. Again, that is a relationship that's ongoing, and I hope that as we move forward, we'd be able to do some things that I actually see the fruition of in terms of how persons are utilizing that park and enjoying that facility that is there.
Okay. So, like I said, I was mentioned earlier, and I have Aaron just pull it up, that the Member of Parliament, that's Mikhail Barnaby?
That's correct.
Oh, I just learned that too. I need to know more Member of Parliament's name, right? He did some accolades about the great things that is happening on that park, right? I just want to read that letter into the record. Aaron Green is joining me. Thanks very much. So as we find out exactly what Rashad is doing on this park and activities and the possibilities where other Bohemians can join in too.
Volunteer.
And volunteer. And also, you don't get paid to do these things?
No, sir.
You're different from me. I just get paid to do everything. it is good to see that we help Bohemians who are willing to volunteer too and help general people. But Aaron, read that for me, please.
All right, so this is a letter from the, a post actually on social media, in the media, from the Honorable Mikhail Barnaby, Member of Parliament for Mount Moriah, and that's the name of the Facebook page if you want to read it yourself. On 16th of September 2023 for immediate release. Maturity in life and politics is necessary for personal and national growth. Today, Tommy Turnquest, former MP for Mount Moriah, and I shared a laugh as he popped onto the Tom the Bird Grant Park to play tennis on the courts that the great corporate partner, Bahama, and I renovated a few months ago. The courts were in dire need of improvements for many years. I am glad that a former MP can enjoy the infrastructural improvements we have made to our thriving community. Everyone is feeling and enjoying the benefits of good governance. Regards, Barnaby.
I'd like to thank and commend Bahama, corporate sponsor, who has taken the initiative to adopt several parks in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. And of course, the Member of Parliament, who too, using his resources, the monies that he held for the community to invest mm-hmm. into the park to make sure that people in the community can take advantage of that. So I just want to make sure I recognize them for that. And it's good to see the Honorable Tommy Turnquest, who has his own tennis court. Because I drive past his homes, I see the tennis court there.
Yes.
And instead, he play on his own tennis court. He come across the street.
You can't play with people.
He come across the street
to
join regular Bahamians. You know, and play tennis.
You gotta go where the, first of all, you gotta go where the people are, but second of all, you gotta go where the talent is.
Ah.
I seen some of the people who be out there. I want to say good morning to Mr. Gregory and Brister.
Mm.
He's been playing tennis for a couple of decades now.
That's right.
You gotta go where the talent is.
That's right.
You can't play by yourself.
Definitely not.
They call that wall squash. I had to play that when I was in boarding school. I had to play on the wall,
you know what?
By myself.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta go where the people are.
We used to call that handball.
You had a racket.
You had a racket. You come from a privilege.
generation.
I'm telling you.
Because we had no racket on E Street. We just hit the ball with our hat.
With your hat. With your hat.
Yeah. I know about that.
But I couldn't even go. Look, I couldn't even come off the porch through Wilson Track to play rounders in the road, man. Oh, you're so lucky. You're talk about high privilege. You was the privileged one.
Your life different. But let's go back to Rashad, right? You are a part of a tennis club out there. What is the name of that tennis club?
The name of the tennis club is the Harrow Road Invaders. Just recently came, which Mr. Turnquest is a part of. And I had an opportunity to play with him. Unfortunately for me, I lost that particular match. The next one that, you know, that I began with was the Harrow Road Tennis Club that's headed by Mrs. Sheena Boleg, and that, the love that I received under the juju tree, I call it, right next to the tennis court. I was telling somebody the other day, when I started playing tennis, I started laughing. I was always finding myself a little bit too serious, but laughing at myself and laughing at others in terms of the bloopers and the successes in terms of shots that would be made during those course of over the past 2 years.
I want to commend you, because I always thought about playing tennis. And I thought, I just see it, say, oh yeah, that looks fun. But I tend to get tired by running up and down, and I prefer to watch Serena than actually play, right? But of note, I know that you mentioned, at least I mentioned, Tommy Turnquest plays. And then I know Greg and Brister, the contractor lawyer, right, just recently retired, and he has his own...
And he's now the owner of a museum.
Which I had an opportunity to visit.
Very nice. More behemoths need to go visit
so
that.
Many persons.
But anyone nice. Else of note? Or
oh, yeah. You got B.J. Ferguson. You've got Jacuzzi. You've got...
Hunker Chunk.
Honka Chunk,
HHT in the house.
Listen to me. Honka Chunk has to actually call ahead in terms of entering into LOL, because I'm the one that gives him permission, because he's taken a pretty much of a wailing from me for the last couple of months. He'll deny that, of course, but he knows the truth.
You suggested that you trounce in Hastiana Times on the tennis court, sir?
I'm not suggesting that. I'm telling you that flat out, he gets a whooping every time he comes.
Listen, on behalf of the HC Hannity's clan and the QC Comets family, I denounce that. I have to see it to believe it.
Listen, every weekend we have a whale of a time. We got the picnic benches, which I constructed and put it out there.
You constructed picnic benches?
Oh, yeah. That, you know, carpentry is a pastime of mine.
I'm sure you get a payment for that, though.
Let's not talk about that. The joy of having persons sit down and actually have lunch. We've had a few birthdays that we celebrated in the month of September, which is my birth month. We had a very, very, very good time.
Do you have the space and time in that place? So you build the benches, right?
Right.
Do you have the space and time and the sponsors to teach young people how to build benches? As well? Is that the type of things that you're doing or attempting to do in that space?
Very good question. You know, exactly right. You know, as a former police officer, a seminar one time that was sent there, and I was dealing with a community policing outreach. Part of that would be to invite children to have talks with kids after school, and they had to do their community service at the police station that I was attached to. And a part of being a part of the organization's mandate was to be able to reach those children. And so to segue into how that now involves the park and teaching young men and women how to be able to construct, how to be able to socialize, how to be able to use discipline in terms of sportsmanship and all of that, it all makes its crescendo at the park. And so, you know, I do it. And in relation to not just the construction part of it, it's the flora and the fauna, it's also the cooking, it's also the tennis, right, and all of that.
I talk to a lot of men, particularly who grew up, went to school, or lived in Jamaica as children, as young boys, coming into manhood.
Right.
And they talk a lot about like going to the gully, having a spot where they used to cook their own food. Like, right. like they had to feed themselves throughout the day.
Right.
And you can hear the agency, right, that they and the sort of self-confidence that those men have. They know how they're going to eat and they know how they could feed their family every day because as young men and as boys, they had these experiences where they learned how to cook.
You know, I'm so glad you spoke about that because what immediately comes to my mind is the tennis club decided that we're going to come together and feed persons in the community, i.e. students.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm proud to say on my birthday, which was September 8th, we started our breakfast for children. And that's been going extremely well for the last 2 to 3 weeks. And
so you get sponsored for that?
Yes, I do. Part members of the tennis club,
mm-hmm.
we pitch in and we come together and provide those breakfast items for the children.
So when do these children pass exactly? I just want to understand.
And when do they come into the space?
They come into the community center at exactly around between, it starts at 7:30 and they... We go until 8:30 because giving them time to walk to school.
Yeah.
The way we're situated, we're between AF Adley and Government High and then CW Soy in that particular radius there. And so we have it's just tremendous the outpouring in which we're receiving now as a result of, you know, tennis.
Right. And look at the ecosystem there, right? When you get students from three different schools possibly interacting with each other.
Right.
That cuts down on the sort of tension that rises to gang activity.
Definitely, definitely.
Because kids see each other in the same vulnerable state that they're in.
Right, right.
Which sort of creates a space where they're not going to bully these kids because they're in the same situation.
I'm proud to say that hasn't happened.
Because the ecosystem won't allow it. And then for young people to be able to see, hey, this is a PLP administration, it's a PLP MP, there's PLP people running this, but FNM people are here enjoying it and supporting it. For young people to see that sort of nonpartisan engagement.
Yeah, there is no ties or political interference as it relates to that. We are all one Bahamas, we're one people, and we come together irrespective to our various differences. You know, I'm a 76er and somebody else is, you know, a Laker. Has nothing to do. The camaraderie, ladies and gentlemen, the camaraderie is out of this world in terms of how we fellowship, and I've never seen that before. And so when I came there, and I said, what can I do to be able to foster it? And all I did was pull up the grill, and we grilling every weekend, you know?
So let's start this narrative, right? Because I live in a community. We have parks. We haven't transitioned to do these things that you are doing now. The
right.
breakfast thing.
Yeah.
I would like to do something like that,
right.
but I don't know how. How did this whole thing started, or did you meet this going on?
No. I knew. Let me just say this. How that happened was, one night I was out late, right, sitting on the park, and a group of neighborhood children came out, and there was only one light working on the tennis court, and hopefully we get those fixed soon, because, you know, it's getting dark, yeah. dark pretty quick. But they came out, and it was about eight of them, and they had only had two tennis rackets, and they... And what I saw was they exchanged the rackets after intervals of time, and it was an orderly thing. So I'm sitting there in awe, getting goosebumps, saying, hey, they're doing better than the adults because, you know, from time to time we have a little back and forth. But they did that so orderly. And so as I sat there, I said to myself, I got to get rackets in these children's arms because of their behavior with one another, and they exchange the rackets. And so now I'm happy to announce that I have a after-school program that ties in with, hey, look, come get breakfast in the morning. We got you sorted out for breakfast. We're understanding that breakfast is the most important meal of the day in many shapes and forms. And so that's how it segued into what we now have in terms of the breakfast, but the actual activity of them coming out inspired me, man. And I said, I gotta do something about it. And a part of my birthday wish was, I gotta feed these children, man. and I'm so happy. You know, my birthday wish has come true, and it's growing. It's growing.
Now, when I saw you, you were grilling.
Yes, sir.
You had the big grill there. Yep. I already know where you get the food for this, because I always assume that maybe someone's...
Donation.
Oh, okay. And why did you decide to even do that, the grilling on a Saturday?
Because I saw a picture of when I lived in the United States for some time, and in Philadelphia, I would go to the park and see how the parks was populated. And some person's grilling on one section, some playing soccer, some playing tennis and volleyball and stuff like that. And when I was placed in that park, I saw this huge park that the spaces were not being utilized. And so as I sat there daily, persons came to me and they said they were asking about various different activities. You know, Coach Randy Cunningham. Basketball, another one that I just sat there for days and watched the dedication that Mr. Cunningham put towards these young boys, showing them the basics of basketball. Coach Cunningham came over to me and we just started to discuss ways and means in which we're going to be able to encapsulate a program so that it can touch tennis, volleyball, and basketball. Because what some parents were suggesting to the coach was, is that, you know, I would like to have my child to be a little bit, you know, a little bit more touch of this and touch of that.
Versatile,
that's the word, in terms of the sports there. And so the cultivation and the growth and the, the social engineering that is taking place on that park, I wish it's a model for all other parks, so that we can get away from the gang related activities and see that this is someplace that's wholesome. I saw the other day a lady came out with a boo and they spread a blanket on the park and had an actual picnic. And so that picture that I saw when I was in Philadelphia, I am so happy to say that I'm assisting along with the other volunteers to cultivate right at the heart of Yellow Elder. And so we have, I just would like to shout out Ms. JC, Mrs. Cash, who donates plants, Mr. Tony Brown, who comes there and plants the plants that we'll have the flora and the fauna. If you see in Yellow Elder, we actually have flowers that are growing on the entrance right there at the sign there.
Aaron, can anything good come out of Yellow Elder?
We have flowers, people,
barbecue,
grilling,
chilling,
community engagement.
Again,
Yellow Elder. See, Yellow Elder is a community of people who like being outside. They love, like many Baymans and family islanders, they got to be in the breeze, right? Everything good comes out of Yellow Elder. Don't mind that there's some issues coming out of Yellow Elder. There are issues coming out of all communities in the Bahamas. Even I live in Johnson Road. Issues coming out of Johnson Road. Issues coming off the Eastern Road. But you got flowers, which means you got the potential to grow, to have bees, which means you got the potential to sell honey to support your programs.
Oh, my God.
To feed the children in the morning. Turn that oatmeal porridge into something yummy.
A farmer just came to me 2 weeks ago and said, hey, let's see if we could get a little community garden thing going. And I said, hey, listen, you just tell me where so I could clear the space.
And then they can grow edible flowers so that they could have a real high-end market to trade with. And then they could start eating salads and making salads enticing to young people.
Because their parents may not
be able to afford to do salad that way.
I see we have a caller here who wants to engage you. Put on the headphones there, Rashad. I noticed that everybody is contacting Rashad to supply ideas. I come over here. How can we organize this? Especially for a volunteer. You know, one would assume that they have a park warden who does all of this. And the idea that they have a volunteer who people are gravitating toward and say, man, I have an idea. How can you make this happen? It's something to commend you as a volunteer for. But let me talk to this caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning, His Excellency Cecil Lurie and Right Worshipful Master Aaron Green.
Thank you, sir.
The one and only Honk a Chunk, a.k.a. Mr. Jacuzzi, T.E.E. Truma, if I suppose. LLB, CPA, AFF, in
I hear you getting dominated on the tennis court, man.
I have come to put an end to this
vicious rumor.
Bovine excrement diatribe by my very good and learned friend.
This is graceful defamation.
Sad, yes. All right? Now, I can tell you this. There's some truth being spoken on the radio this morning, and then there's some fiction, some fallacy. Now, the truth is...
Set the record straight.
Listen, yeah, I can set the record straight. But let me just say this. First of all, Rashad and members of the Howard Road Rocket Club, as well as we have some new members. We can induct them in short order. We've been doing a wonderful job in terms of the camaraderie, the fellowship, the learning, and the elevation of the sport of tennis here in the country. All right. Matter of fact, I think we're doing more down there than what's happening up there at the tennis center. We have a national tennis center that doesn't have what we have down there on Howard Road. I can tell you that. I can on record say that. All right? But Rashad and Sheena Bolig is president of the Howard Road Tennis Club. I mean, we have built a phenomenal program down there that welcomes and embraces people from all walks of life. We got politicians, past and present. We have singers, actors, financial gurus. We got, you know, we have people like Ken Kirk, financial guru. He's down there playing. I got distinguished lawyers like Bijan Ferguson. Huh?
Bijan on there too?
Yeah, I mean, BJ is one of our top players. Matter of fact, me and BJ are undefeated as doubles partners.
Hold on, BJ, look how we have to get a tennis court in Johnson Road.
Yes,
in
Fox Hill. And challenge him.
Yeah.
We got to go down there and challenge him. But why is it, Jacoby, why do you think it's working? It's a success down there in Yellow Elder. What's making it work?
Well, there's a number of things. You have people, first of all, who love the game, the sport of tennis, right? And you have a good mix of people from different walks of life, different professions, who have different things to contribute. And we all have one mind, and we're united in thought and thinking in terms of elevating the sport of tennis, not only for us who play, but for those who are also interested in playing and learning the sport. As you know, tennis has opened the doors for many of our young athletes abroad. I mean, we have the bigger names who are of the white hue, who have gone off and have done very well internationally. But we have a wonderful cadre of young Bahamian players who are also climbing the ranks, not only locally, but internationally. And we are making our own little contribution because, listen to me, I've always been of the mindset, every young person that I can help to change their mindset is one less person I have to worry about pulling a gun on me.
Yes, absolutely.
About a community outreach, I understand you're out there to play tennis. How is it that now people are volunteering to provide breakfast and grilling and things like that? How did you get to that point?
That just developed... Economically, I mean, it just happened. Just the fellowship and everybody chipping in and just trying to do their part in helping to make the time that we spend together enjoyable and satisfying and gratifying for everyone who's there. And it's not a strain on one person or one group of people. It's just all of us having the mindset to contribute and help to just not only grow the sport of tennis, but create an environment of tranquility and social interaction and enjoyment that we all benefit from. And having as many people come aboard and help to grow the sport, you know, we have programs, you know, Rashad himself, he has the after-school programs that are working with the students, et cetera. We have people from various professions who see what's going on, and we welcome them. We allow them to come into our mix and be a part of what it is that we're doing. And everybody just takes an active role. I mean, even that past, we got someone that they call the commander. You know, he was one of our high-ranking Royal Bahamas Defense Force Brigadier Generals, they like to call him.
Oh, okay.
You know, but we have, you know, it's just a collaborative effort by everybody involved, everybody trying to be a part of what's happening there. And it's working.
You know, Chukwuze, what I see is, I tell Nuri all the time, it's the ecosystem, right? You have a court, which draws the people who love the game. You have a sponsor and a partnership to make the sponsorship work, which is Bahama, that's adopted the park, right?
Yes.
And then people who are drawn to the park for the love of the game, because of the love of the game, those people also recognize that I love the game so much that I want to own this space, but I recognize the space belongs to the wider community, and I am committed to ensuring that all of us could use the space, right? The tennis players say, hey, I love this sport. I love having a place to play. I love having a place to be with my people, but I also recognize that there are people who need this space as much as I need this space.
That's right.
And the ecosystem pushes that up.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And yes, I want to say special salutations to Bahama. They've done a wonderful job. They've restored the tennis courts up there. And we still need some more lighting, the lighting to be addressed.
Yeah.
But as far as the courts, the surface nets, they've helped to shore up the fencing surrounding the courts. And it's not just tennis that's going on out there. We have volleyball. We have several basketball programs that are out there. So and all of these invite not only people from the community, but people from outside of the community.
You know,
it's all working in a very, very powerful way.
Chikozie, I got another caller. I got to go. I think we're preparing for the break. I just want to let you know that your job now is to secure the Bengay sponsor, because I come in. I come in, but I need to know you got the Bengay sponsor.
Listen, we got tourists coming down there.
Yes.
Tourists in Yellow Island. Tourists.
Because, the Toastmasters remind us, the Bahamas is a paradise of possibilities. What you mean I could get off the boat or come out of my hotel and play tennis?
They won't play, with the locals.
Yeah.
Let's go to this caller before we take a break, though. Caller, can you hear me?
I can hear you. How you doing, C.A. Neary?
I'm doing well, man. Welcome to the show.
This is Osano Neary.
Hey, Osano, you don't play tennis, eh? He's a beast.
Listen, I hear Cozy, and I had to call to set the record straight. Tommy Turnquist and I, as double partners, are undefeated.
Cozy's not making a ball.
You ain't even pulling for a man.
Cozy ain't win one game all year.
As a QC comment, I think you are not telling the truth. So I just think it. I only thinking it.
Ted Roll and Chikozie the Corbett's, they zero.
They zero it.
So, Osano, how did you get involved in this? And why are you intimately involved in this?
I first started playing tennis when I was about 7 years old. I found myself down at the tennis center learning from the great Larry Royal. And Larry continued to be my coach until I got Kevin Major, who is also down on the Tom the Bird Grand courts with us. And, I mean, the fellowship is just immaculate, you know. Like Cozy said, we have people, I should say, from all walks, all areas of business. And it's just a camaraderie. It brings a real unique spirit to the park every Saturday, every Sunday. Sometimes we find ourselves out there until 5, 6 o'clock in the evening, you know, whether we're on the grill, we're the shaddy, has the whole lobster tails for us. And we're just having a spirit of camaraderie.
So I would ask this question, Shadow.
Yes, sir.
Say every Saturday and Sunday.
Can I pass by
and get something off the grill and I don't have to pay?
Right now. Come Saturday.
And I don't have to pay nothing.
I'm waiting on you.
When you say you, you mean the QC plural you?
It's none of us.
You
come too. I can pick you up, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
They can pick you up, but there's about six of us coming.
Okay.
I've been on that court my entire life. I grew up in Yellow Island. Okay? And my father also plays out there as well, Captain Whitfield Neary. And Shadi, I have never seen it like this before. The park is vibrant. You know, we even got pets around the park. We got dogs that stay on the park and they come around, right?
Community.
And you have people that just come in, and even people that don't play. They come and they just hang around. You got kids running up and down in the park all Saturday and Sunday. Sometimes we have music out there. And I have never seen the park as vibrant and as alive as I do now. And I must commend Shadi Rashad for the work he has done on the park. Seriously, I've never seen anybody come out there and transform the space the way he has. Mm-hmm. And he has my full support.
Thanks very much for that. That's a testament to your credit there, Rashad, that you're, that you're doing things, that you're doing things. And all for volunteer, and because I'm not used to this volunteer word, you know, because I have, what the guy from the show name who said you have a set of skills? I have a set of skills.
Take it, Liam Neeson.
Yes, right? That guy to be compensated, right? But let's take a short commercial break. We come back and call I See You.
And we can talk about the value and the power of volunteerism
in
community and personal development.
Yes, so we can take this break. Call when you, when we come on the next side, we'll engage you, and then we'll talk about volunteerism and the power for that, right? Guided Radio on the AM with C.A. Nuri. Of course, Aaron Green is with me, and we have Rashad Ahmad, who's doing some big things in Yellow Elder. And like, acting Aaron, can anything good come out of Yellow Elder?
Everything. Everything in the Bahamas. They named the community after the national flower. Perhaps one of the most beautiful places in the world. And if we had not scorned it, we would have seen. You remember those roundhouses? Those hurricane-proof houses?
Did.
Model.
Anyway, Bahamas. We'll be right back and call me and get you on the other side.
Marketing presents Becoming, a transformative women's empowerment summit that will take place on September 24th at the National Training Agency located on Gladstone Road at 3 p.m. Phenomenal speakers include DeQuessa Dean, Simone Bowe, Sherilee Pinder, Marissa Mason-Smith, and Dr. Nyambi Campbell-Dean. Not to mention a flaunted fashion show segment hosted by Miss Phyllis Garraway. Tickets are $50 and can be purchased at the Nassau Guardian or Essence Med Spa, number 15 Bradley Street, Palmdale. Card proceeds will be donated to the Jenny Dean Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guiding Radio AM. And on the break, I was rapping with Aaron saying, what about the facilities and the bathrooms? And is the bathroom there working? Who maintains this place? And Aaron said, man, it's in the United States, they have park warden, people who are paid to maintain the park and make sure all these activities happens, right? But before we go and discuss that, I mean, before we talk about the volunteerism and the importance of it, we have one caller on the line right now. Let me engage them. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Call going once.
Member of the Harrow Road, new back to tennis, and I called to give my kudos to Shadi for what he's accomplished there. What he has done there should be duplicated throughout this country. He has realized what's the spirit of the what's needed, and he has created a community which is the spirit of the Bahamian people, and I take my hats off to him. He's a young man who was a great example for a lot of young men out there.
So you're a part of the community also?
We thank God for him and what his work he's doing. And like he's, the MC said earlier,
yes,
you save one individual, that's the last one person that you can point a gun at you. So keep up the good work, Shadi, and we love you.
What's your ranking on the court, sir? What's your ranking on the court?
I'm coming. I'm not quite there yet. But I also want to give a shout out to the work of tireless work, the decades of work have been by people like Larry Rule, people like Kevin Johnson, Kevin Major, people like Corey Francis. These persons have been in the trenches,
yes,
have to build the sport and have trained some of the best of the best.
Yes.
And we have to give them the flowers, and we had a look at sports lottery, lottery for sports.
We need a lottery for sports.
Lottery for sports. Lottery, there's other things that we do now. It only making famous ball, making a few fellas rich.
I call it the ace ball, aces ball, arts, culture, education, sports. all
there you go. There you go. There you go. There you go. My cousin from Jail Alley. There you go. There you go. There you go.
Thanks very much, Carl.
Okay.
How do we duplicate this, Aaron? The idea that Yellow Ella seems to have a Rashad Ahmad. Fox, we didn't get that yet. And it'd be wrong for me to try teeth Rashad and say, man, you need to come by us and shut down Yellow Elder stuff and come by us in Foxhill. So how do we duplicate this?
Well, you got to assess, you got to observe, you got to figure out what's happening in Foxhill. What's the predominant sport? What's the thing that people want to do, right? And then you identify the people who are already there. And you enable them, you give them resources and see what they can do with it, right? That's how you start. And so I know this, basketball is a big thing in Foxhill community. Soccer is growing as well, right? So maybe you take one field, one little small piece of field, and you clear it down and you ensure that it's cleared down, right?
Rashad, I want to talk about, and the phone's just lit up, I want to talk about the facilities.
Yes.
I know these bathrooms close 9 to 5. You're all talking about 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock, you're leaving.
No.
Go ahead.
See, once you're part of it, once you become a part of it, then you're a human being. I mean, and so as being a human being, and I recognize that not because the place closes at officially at 5 p.m., that means that the persons who come after work don't have a facility. And so this is where the volunteerism come in. Whereas I say, hey, you know, I have sisters, I have a mother, I have aunts and all that. And when I see ladies come out, they want to be able to have a facility where it's open. And that is where the true love of my Bahamian people come in. And I will do that all day.
And we need this. See, this is a very important thing. Parks have to have open bathrooms. Why? Not only do we want women to be able to use the bathroom right, safely, comfortably, and and with good hygiene,
right?
Women don't want to see men using the bathroom.
That's right.
Women also want men to be able to use the bathroom safely, cleanly, with good hygiene.
Indeed.
And we don't want men to have to be in a position where they could potentially expose themselves to young people who also belong on the park.
That's right.
This not having bathrooms open 24/7 is a problem.
So you say you have access to keys for the bathroom?
I do.
Okay, I appreciate that. We have another caller who wants to engage you. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller going once.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Joyce Cash, and I really want to give kudos to Chatty. He's doing a wonderful job at our park. I've been playing on that park from it came, and he's been the one who was, a lot of people came, but he consistently be there morning from 7 a.m. in the morning. Chatty be there until dark. So I really want to congratulate him and encourage him to keep up the good work.
Thank you very much, Demis Cash. Thanks.
That's DJC.
JC. That's JC.
Good morning, madam. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Now, listen, what school you went to?
I'm an Aces. I'm Aquinas.
Aquinas?
Good Catholic education. That's good.
Yeah, I graduated in 74.
You're a young woman.
Yeah, man.
And listen, she's got a serious swing.
You used to play tennis too?
She plays every day.
Listen, hold on. You didn't used to beat your knee, because I hear that's one way to wake on your tennis swing. You was a parking champion too, eh?
Yeah. Parking.
Look where you're going.
Yes, ma'am.
But I appreciate you. I appreciate you for your efforts and what you're doing in Yellow Elder, and the idea that it's a community effort, and so many other people are putting their time and energy in. It says wonders for the community in general.
Yeah, one good man take a stand and the rest will help.
Yes. Thanks again for calling in.
She is so instrumental in making sure that the flowers that are on our park, she donates them, and she comes and me along with Mr.
Another Brown. One doing things for free?
I don't know about free, but it's love. It's love. It's love. We love our park, and simply, but she wants to make sure that the plants are in the right way. And sometimes, you know, she gets on me. She says, "Shadi, you got to make sure they don't cut that tree down." You know.
What else other than tennis is on the park?
Well, we have a vibrant expat community that comes out and be playing volleyball. In the wee hours of the morning, 2-3 o'clock, you pass
in the a.m., they're playing volleyball straight through.
And this is a tourist town.
3 o'clock in the morning? 3 a.m., I kid you not.
People are up at that time because we get three shifts in the tourism industry.
That's correct. That's correct. So they need a healthy outlet in order to be able to, you know, get some endorphins and all those other stuff working.
Right. Quickly, before we go to the call-up, playing sports is great. The ability to play multiple sports and juxtapose them. Sports develops all kinds of soft skills, critical thinking skills. But when you play in multiple sports,
right,
and you then juxtapose them to each other, you've given young people an opportunity to expand their brains in ways that they may not be able to do in the classroom.
Right. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Go ahead.
Good day, Nuri and Aaron.
Good morning.
I called you all before and was talking to y'all, Aaron, you can get back to me about the Charles Farquharson thing.
Don't worry, Mr. Bethel. I've been securing some people for us to talk to.
Anyway, Aaron.
Yes,
and
sir.
Nuri.
Yes, sir.
You're hitting very direct at home with me. Rashad, and you said that your partner is Tommy Dangles.
He said he wish he could play with Tommy Turnquest because apparently Tommy Turnquest is the best out there.
Anyway, he needs to try and invite Michael Pentad to come back home on where we grew up, learn to play and everything there, basketball, and graduate from A.F. Adley. Because when we were young, as children, we used to go in Tommy Turnquist's yard and play on their tennis court in their yard and pick the dillies and the fruits and everything. So when you talk about the root of it, and I'm calling from in Derby Road 256, you could come and see me.
Honorable Michael Pintard, that's a challenge. Oil up your knees and get your rackets, buddy. Tape up your rackets and oil up your knees, or oil up your rackets and tape up your knees? Which one?
Yeah, because we all grew up and been there, and we graduated from Air Valley.
Okay.
Tell him invite Miles Luoro to come back, because he graduated from Air Valley with us also.
Okay,
and invite Parker's role.
So hold on.
We have a parliamentary tournament.
So hold on. So now tennis is the new cricket. Tennis is to the Bahamas what soccer is to the rest of the world. Is this the place where you all put ideas together and come up with brand new constructs?
Like golf.
See, when you talk about golf, we grew up on Blue Hill Golf Course when we were 4 and 5 years old. That park was AF Adley Field, and we learned to play basketball as children, and softball on Saturdays and Sunday. There was a local league that was played there, and all the fellas from City Market, when they built that shopping center, Michael and I and Marilyn Monroe and I went to S.E. McPherson School.
Let me row for a second. Thank you so much for this call.
That's
I have to row. I have to row. All of these older Bahamians, you all had a culture of appreciation for sports that drove you all forward in this nation. And in the same way we need to revitalize the culture of appreciation for education, the same thing for sports.
How do we get in contact with you, Rashad?
My number is 427-9626. 427-9626. Right now, I just need some junior racket tennis, the junior rackets for the kids. I think we're short on that. Anybody can assist with that. I'll be so helpful, so grateful to it. I'd just like to say that it's not only me that's teaching the kids. It's Mr. Donovan Morris and Mr. Nolan Johnson. We all assist.
Good. And I just want to commend the entire team.
Yes.
And come on, give me a number quickly. We're going to go right now.
427-9626. That's
okay.
427-9626.
This has been Guiding Me on the AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Aaron Green. And you have a wonderful, blessed day.